Coming up next, Digimon Survive.
Lost in a strange parallel world.
だから僕は反対だ。子供だけでこんな危険な場所を探索なんて。
Be careful, as each decision could be your last.
I took a picture of this, right? So when you load up Digimon Survive, before you press go on the game, it comes up with a picture in the background.
Right.
And it is possibly the bleakest, what do you call it, strapline, tagline. You know, like a description of the game. It says, we had no idea that ordinary life could be taken from us so easily. It's a Digimon game for kids. It's so bleak.
Wow.
So you select English, right?
Oh, by the way, just before we get into this, Chris talks about Digimon, I would say.
I must have mentioned it to you a good four times.
Yeah.
Oh, Digimon's got a new game out.
I literally said, Digimon's got a new game. Do you know how many times you mentioned Digimon?
I love it. I used to play it as a kid so much.
I know. You tell me every day.
I'm telling the podcast.
Yeah, but I know. But you, I feel like I've heard this every day of my life.
Well, sorry, because it's about to get a lot worse for you.
Yeah.
So you pick English, right, as the language, and then you realise that that just means English subtitles because it's all not in English.
Okay.
Which is okay. I can handle that. That's fine. And then you realise you're not playing a game at all. You're playing like a graphic novel. Did you ever watch Dragon Ball Z? Right, so it's like an anime.
Yeah.
And then you spend absolutely ages talking to different characters. And that's 95% of the game. So, for example, you say, you know, where do you think we should go? And they go, like, totally out of nowhere, under cherry blossom trees, sometimes you find dead bodies. And you go, sorry, we're trying to get to the forest. And then they go, I think we should go back to school now. And you're like, okay. It's just like a conversation simulator.
Right, okay.
And it's
that's gone wrong.
Dragged out to the max. I think it's about 3 hours of conversation before you start actually doing anything.
Are you stuck with it?
No.
All right.
No. After an hour, I was like, I literally could not take any more.
Right.
It's a shame because the combat is a little bit like playing chess, but with Digimon, which is actually quite a cool little concept. But it's like a PlayStation 2 game. You could have played this on PS2.
Right.
It's just a graphic novel with a little chess board game.
So
in
it's low budget, to say the least.
It felt like it was done on about £5.
Because I was expecting like something like the Pokemon games.
Exactly, so was I, but with Digimon and with cool fighting. So also the hilarious option of auto battling, which means that if you don't even want to try and battle, you can put it on auto.
So this is for the ultra lazy player.
Like if you want to watch an episode of telly, and you like anime and Digimon, and you just want to press X.
Yeah, this is for you.
£35. It's out now on consoles and PC.